You got to tune to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. It was a little shy of a year ago, you might remember us telling you about the story of Rockdale, Texas, and the small town's big bet on Bitcoin, a move to convert an abandoned smelter into a Bitcoin mining plant and bring in an estimated $500 million windfall. A company called Bitmain offered to build the world's largest cryptocurrency mining center with promises of bringing in more than 400 jobs to the area. And, you know, things were looking up for Rockdale until Bitcoin prices went bust late last year. Since then, they've rebounded considerably. Well, the prices have. But what about Rockdale? Mark Dent is a freelance reporter based in Austin, and he wrote about this for Wired Magazine. Mark, welcome to Texas Standard.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
This isn't the first time Rockdale's economy has taken a pretty heavy hit. Tell us a little bit about Rockdale's story. It used to rely on aluminum and coal, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So back in the 1950s, Rockdale had one of the largest supplies of lignite coal in the entire country. And in about 1952, Alcoa opened up an aluminum smelting facility where they used that coal to provide just absurd amounts of power. And they were able to turn it into just this basically company town where almost everyone worked at Alcoa. You know, and for about 50 years, really, it was a successful business for the town. It kind of ran the economy. And then, of course, in 2008, Alcoa announced that it was going to be closing.
So a boom town goes belly up. But then this company comes in about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Exactly. It was early 2018. Bitmain, which is the largest, best known companies that it's really involved in Bitcoin, they design machines that are used for Bitcoin mining.
Right.
And they also do mining of their own. They started looking toward America at some facilities in the United States. And this one in Rockdale caught their attention because the Alcoa plant was still hooked up to these old power lines that could provide them with a lot of power around the clock.
I see. And in fact, there was a Houston Astros owner who played a role here, right? Trying to get Bitmain to come to Rockdale.
So a little bit of a role. Yeah. So Drayton McLean, you know, the former Astros owner and current still billionaire, is from Milam County, Texas, which is where Rockdale is located. And about the time that Bitmain started looking, the leadership in Rockdale and in Milam County really started to get more involved. And they actually started to think in a more proactive manner about how to improve the area. And so Drayton McLean kind of helped put together the very long shot Amazon bid, which, of course, they didn't win. They didn't come close to winning, but it did get them a lot of attention. It got them on the front page of The Wall Street Journal. It got them on a TV station in Japan, came all the way to Texas.
Wow.
And did a story on them. And that is part of what got Bitmain's attention.
So Bitmain actually gets off the ground there in Rockdale, as I understand it, in 2018. But then the bottom falls out of Bitcoin.
Yeah. When 2018 started, Bitcoin was worth about $17,000, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of steadily dropped for a while in a way that wasn't too scary. And then and it was, you know, during this time when Bitmain was still planning their facility. And by July, August, they had like formally announced it. And there was a promise of 350 jobs and potentially as many as 600 jobs, which would have been like, you know, cake for this town. But then all of a sudden, Bitcoin winter hits in November. And this is when Bitcoin went from around 6,000 or 7,000 to about 3,000.
So did Bitmain completely pull out of this project?
Not quite, but close. So they were working to retrofit the whole facility. They were starting to move in some mining machines around November and December of last year. And then after this Bitcoin winter struck, Bitmain, the company, laid off about 80% of its employees worldwide. And even in Rockdale, where they had started 14 people and they were supposed to ramp it up, they laid off 9 of those and went down to 5. And it was supposed to open originally in early 2019. That hasn't happened. The plan, what I've been told, is that it's going to be later this month. They are going to start mining, but the facility, it's not going to be the world's biggest. And there are not going to be nearly as many jobs.
Well, you scale back that much. What kind of impact has that had on Rockdale and the area around it?
You know, it was a tough time for them, especially because of the way it went down. Just rumors kind of started spreading about what was happening with Bitmain. And when you're in like a county where, you know, so many bad things have happened, you had, you know, Alcoa closed. There was also a couple hospitals that closed in the last couple years and a coal plant. And it just felt like more gloom and bad news. But They've been talking now with some contractors who want to do a solar energy farm that could create a lot of jobs.
It's a remarkable tale, and Mark Dent has it. He's a freelance reporter based in Austin. He's been writing about this for Wired magazine. We'll link to it, texasstandard.org. Mark, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on The Standard.
Yeah, of course. Anytime, David. Thank you.